It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Were you raised to be a strong, independent, and self-sufficient woman since you were a kid, but somewhere along the way you lost your beaten path? Whether you felt broken from a breakup or the dating scene, wrong career choice, friendships gone south, or even just by getting so busy in your day-to-day regimen that you lost the drive that got you there in the first place, then you're in the right spot. My name is Kara Sennett, salon owner, mother of two beautiful girls, currently going through an unexpected divorce and navigating the way back to my inner true self. And it is my goal in this podcast to bring back the independent bitch that is still deep inside of you and me. So stay tuned and get ready to begin writing the next chapter of your life. In the words of Sherry Argov, writer of Why Men Love Bitches, from doormat to dream girl, let's take this journey together one episode at a time. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to A Bitches Born with me, Kara Sennett. Today's episode, I really want to cover the dating scene in 2023 for those who are separated, divorced, or older than 30. I mean, seriously, what is going on? So I get it. I've been out of the dating scene for over 10 years, but what happened? Like back in my mid-20s, I would go out, I'd go to a bar, I'd go to a club with my friends and, you know, introduce myself to guys. And, you know, that's how we met. Nowadays, forget it. It's like everybody's on these dating apps. Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, whatever other ones are out there. I only match. I've only downloaded two, and it is just dreadful. I just don't get it. Like, am I too old? Like what is expected now? So I've been on three dates since I've been separated and going through this divorce. The first one I don't really want to count, but I kind of can because, you know, we started off as friends and, you know, I needed to get it out of my system. So I was like, okay, take me on a date. Like, let's have fun. Like, let's like not talk about divorce or being separated. Like, let's just do a date thing. So we did. It was a great date. It was fun. We ended up kissing at the end, but I basically said, I don't want to do anything else right now. Like, I'm not there. Like, that's not how I roll. I'm not going to hook up on the first date. And from that point, I was friend zoned. Like, what is this? Because you don't hook up on the first date, you're now friend zoned. So that's a thing. Does that happen to you guys? Like, is that like expected now? Like, you go out on a date and you, if you don't hook up on the first date or like even kiss for that matter, you're put in the friend zone. Another guy I went out with a couple weeks ago, you know, it was a great date. We had a great connection, great conversation. And then the date ended fine and then completely ghosted for an entire week. And then a week later, he texted me asking to see me again. Like, what happened to the like, hey, how's your night? Like, it was nice seeing you the other day. The continuing conversations that typically happen when you're starting to get to know somebody. I'm all set. I then went to Newport with a couple of my friends. And, you know, they went out to a bar and like this like young, like 20-year-olds, like type of club thing. So I was like, you know what? This really isn't my scene anymore. Been there, done that. So I ended up going to a more upscale bar down closer to Bowen's Wharf, right on Bowen's Wharf, actually. If any of you all know Newport, Rhode Island, it's a cute little area, has some nice shops and restaurants and everything you need. So I figured, you know what, like, let's try something different. I was by myself, so I went inside. There were two bars. There was one upstairs and one on the main level. So I went all the way to the upstairs first because that seemed to be where a lot of people were. And, you know, I sat down. I got a drink. And, you know, I did end up talking to this one guy. And we just had, like, a nice conversation. Definitely not my type of guy, but somebody, it was just nice having a normal conversation with a stranger, you know, just how, like, I used to do things, you know? And it was nice, just, again, really wasn't my type of person, but kind of just getting the show started that night. So I ended up making my way downstairs to the main floor bar, and there was a woman there with her mom, and, you know, we were talking, and that was nice, and she was telling me about her and her husband and their family owning a restaurant. And in the meantime, a couple of guys comes over. So again, they start talking, being a little bit more like what I'm used to, but, you know, he was quite a bit older than me. So again, really wasn't my type of guy, but you know what? I went with it. It was just a conversation. It was nice just to like talk to people. And then he started becoming possessive. First time, I don't even know the guy's name, if I'm being completely honest. We were just talking, and he ended up taking my phone, going through my dating app, deleting people that were matching on me. And it was just really weird and really possessive for somebody to do, like when you don't even know a person's name. And then he almost got in a fight with one of the more wealthier, younger 30-year-olds that were also in the bar. So I'm like, yep, that's my cue to leave. So I left, and I ended up meeting back with my friends, and I'm like, yeah, this is this whole dating thing right now, like this year, this time, I don't know. It's just, it's not my thing. So I think I needed to get it out of my system, but I realized like, it's just so different now. You know, like now whenever you go out somewhere, whether it's a restaurant with your friends or to another bar, nobody's looking to socialize like in person. They all have their phones out and they're all like on their dating apps. Like if you look over, somebody's on Hinge, somebody's on Tinder, somebody's on Bumble. Bumble, that's another one. What is this Bumble? For 2 weeks, I was like, how come nobody's texting me? I keep matching with people, but nobody's sending a message. And one of my girlfriends was like, oh, no, Bumble's the one where the women have to make the move. I'm like, what is going on? Clearly, I am super out of the loop. And I just don't think I'm there. I mean, I don't know where you all are at in your separations or divorces, but I've just come to realize that I'm okay not dating right now. I'm okay just kind of doing my thing, and I'm starting to like being alone, you know, just being independent, just being me, coming home after a busy work day and pouring a glass of wine, sitting on the couch and watching a show, or making myself dinner for one, you know. It's been actually really self-reflective for me just to come home and relax, you know, just really kind of be in the present moment, be in the, I don't know, getting to kind of learn myself. You know, I thought because my ex started dating and now has a girlfriend that I had to do the same, that I needed to like one up him or like be like, you know what, I can do this too. But I think getting it out of my system right now was something I needed to do to realize that I don't. And maybe that's where you guys are. Maybe you're dating because you feel like you have to, because you're getting older. You know, like, what am I going to do? I don't want to be alone. But maybe you shouldn't fear being alone. Sometimes it's really motivating to know that you can do things by yourself and you don't need somebody to, you know, lean on or like talk to all the time. Sometimes it's just nice being you. It also made me put into perspective that I really just need to focus on myself and my kids and also my business. I've been really putting a lot more of my energy into being in the present moment with my kids. You know, they're not little for long. So I've been playing with them, swimming with them, and really just trying to understand their imagination and kind of getting on that level again, because it's very, almost like it has like a meditative effect, you know, to play again. It's almost like it's a stress reliever. And then my business, you know, I own a hair salon, which is my other baby. You know, it's been my passion to always own one, and it kind of has taken a back seat since all of this has happened. And I'm very blessed to have an amazing team that have been like that have had my back and supporting me through this difficult time. But it's time to get the show back on the road. You know, like it's time to put things back into perspective. You know, we're coming into fall. It's wedding season again. Back to school. There are so many different promotions and transitions that we can start implementing and growing the salon to be a better business and really making it better as much as we can, you know? So that's kind of where my focus is now. You know, it's really important when you go through these changes, these drastic changes, right? Separation, divorce, selling a house or moving out of state or, you know, having these fallouts with friends or just jobs or anything. It's almost like you need to rebuild back that confidence and kind of figuring out where your place is by yourself. And it's okay to take the steps of like that you really don't want to be in, right? Like trying out the dating thing and realize, you know what, really not there anymore. Trying out the clubbing or bar scene again, staying out till 1 or 2 in the morning and realizing, you know what, I don't need that either. You know, for a while I thought if I didn't do that, I was going to be alone. I'm not going to ever meet anybody. I'm going to be a hermit. Like, I'm going to be a very sad, depressed person. But actually doing it made me realize the opposite. Like, you know what? I'm actually so much stronger finding peace in the quiet, finding peace in the silence, being alone, having time to myself to really self-reflect and start to rebuild the person that I am. You know, working out, coming home. If you have kids and they're with your ex, you know, for a night or the weekend, just jogging on the treadmill for a little bit or taking a yoga class or a Pilates class or going for a walk or, you know, taking the day and going to the beach or booking yourself a massage or a facial. You know, I did that the other day. Go figure. I own my own salon and I have an amazing esthetician and I had yet to have her give me a facial. So I'm like, you know what? Let me do that. So I got my facial. I got my dermaplaning. She did the gua sha massage, which really it releases all the lymphatic drainage in your face. And it really just gives you so much more clarity and energy. And it brings you back to like a purpose, you know, like you don't need anybody else. This life is yours, you know, in order to be happy down the road and for the long term, you need to find that happiness within yourself. And that's not by starting meeting other people or going out and distracting yourself. It starts with you. It starts with being okay with being alone, being okay with, you know, just doing things solely for yourself. And eventually things will start to fall back into place the way they're meant to be. You will meet your soulmate who you're meant to be with for the rest of your life. You will find the career of your dreams. You'll be exactly where you want to live. Your kids will be so happy. You'll be happy. And true happiness, you know. You just have to give it time. I understand the fear of, you know, getting back out there. And sometimes you just need to take a step back instead. Take a step back and realize where you want to go. What path do you want to take? Where do you want to end up? What do you want out of life? What are your new goals? You know, my goals when I was in my 20s are completely different than they are now. Like, do you want to like get married again? Do you want to travel the world? Do like, what are the things that you now can look at and say, you know what, this is what I want and this is what I don't want. This is what I need and this isn't what I need. Start making yourself that priority. Obviously you need your friends, like still go out with your friends, go get dinner, go have fun, flirt, get that ego boost that makes you really feel good and that you still have it. Those are all good things. Those are all feel good things. You want to start focusing on the things and doing the things and thinking the things that make you feel good. Just feel good again, you know, just giving yourself the time to heal, giving yourself the time to feel better, to feel good. And really that's it. You know, I know this episode, I really wanted to get more into the dating life, but I mean, even just going back to that, I really think I need somebody else on here to kind of give their interpretation of it, because I'm so out of the loop with this whole dating scene now, with the online thing and what people expect, what women expect, what men expect, etc. So I really don't feel like I'm in a place to really comment on how to go about it. All I know is what I've experienced and kind of where it positioned me in the present moment now. In the coming episodes, I do want to have a couple friends on here, some guys, some girls, that have been more involved in the online dating scene, and kind of get their take on it and what they expect from women, or what women expect from men, and, you know, what they expect out of a first date, or just talking, and different apps implying different things. So definitely come back in the next couple of weeks, as each episode is going to be different, reflecting on, you know, what people are looking for right now, if you are really interested in dating right now. Thank you for joining me on this episode today. I hope you were able to kind of relate a little bit to what I'm going through, if you guys are going through similar situations. And maybe it gave you a confidence boost to, you know what, know that it's okay to take a step back. Know that it's okay to go home after work or on a Friday and Saturday night and just like make a cup of tea. Or pour yourself a glass of wine and watch a movie or watch a show, or, you know, just do some like self-healing. Know that that's okay. You don't always need to be dating or going out and meeting people and whatever. I'm hoping that next week we can dive in more to, like I said before, the dating scenes for guys and girls and kind of getting their take on it. So I will have a couple guests on the show. Giving their perspective and what they're looking for. So thanks again for tuning in with me another week on A Bitch Is Born, and I hope to see you next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to A Bitch Is Born podcast with Kara Sennett. Follow us on Instagram at A Bitch Is Born podcast, or send us a DM about any questions or areas of life that you would like to hear discussed in a future upcoming episode.